Now, a big milestone is happening this weekend for women in sport. A Super Rugby match on Saturday night will have its first female match official. Her name is Amy Perrott. She'll be a touch judge during the clash between the Melbourne Rebels and the Cape Town Stormers this Saturday. And although new to Super Rugby, she is a highly experienced referee. She's controlled 9 female test matches and is Australia's only referee heading to Rio for the Rugby Sevens. She's also regularly a lead referee in the Shoot Shield. Amy Perrott is on the line. Hello, Amy.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm doing well. You must be excited for Saturday night.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's an amazing opportunity that I didn't think I'd get this soon in my career, but I'm really excited to take it on board tomorrow.
So you'll be on the sideline tomorrow night when the Stormers take on the Rebels?
Yep, that's correct.
And how long have you been refereeing?
I've been refereeing for about 14 years now, and I've been doing senior footy since about 2008.
How did you get into it?
I used to play, so I have got a twin brother, and we used to play together as kids. So I started when I was about 7, but then as soon as I hit 12, I wasn't allowed to play with the boys anymore. There was no other sport I wanted to be involved with. I kind of wanted to stay with my brother, so I just started refereeing instead. So I'd referee a junior game in the morning and then usually run the line in their senior games in the afternoon.
And well, I just mentioned before that you referee the boys, you referee the girls. Do you get treated any differently when you're out in the middle with the whistle?
No, I don't think so. You know, in rugby, there's a high level of respect for the match officials. And I think, especially the higher you go up, you get treated very well and with a lot of respect.
Mm. What's the grand plan? I mean, if you look into the future and you see yourself officiating at a major game, what would you love to do?
Well, at the moment, my sole focus is getting to Rio. And then anything after that for me is going to be a bonus, you know. This opportunity on the weekend is the first time a female's ever done this, so it's a great chance to break down those barriers, and hopefully in the future I can break down a few more in the men's game.
Well, I want people to look out for you when they're watching the rugby on Saturday night. Look to the sideline, you'll see Amy Perrott, and then in Rio as well. How good's Rio going to be? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm so excited. You know, the first time that this sport's in an Olympic game, so I really don't know what to expect, but I'm sure it's just going to be an incredible experience getting to run alongside some of the most amazing athletes in the world.
Have you got any tips for any other young women out there who might be considering a career with the whistle?
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of people don't see refereeing as a pathway, but I have the ability to referee both men's and women's games at a very high standard. And, you know, I get to travel all over the world doing this as my job. So, you know, it's a great experience to meet new people and see different.
Well, good luck tomorrow night and have fun in Rio, and we're very proud of you. Well done, Amy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Amy Perrott. So that's tomorrow night, the first female match official, and it's going to be a sign of what's to come. And it's great to see so many women involved in football, and she'll be in Rio as well. Fantastic.